temperature around 70 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
You're waking up to 62 degrees in our nation's capital at 4:59. Have a terrific Thursday, everybody.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
And a good Thursday morning, May 9th. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up in the 5 a.m. hour Thursday on WTOP for you.
And I'm not a cookie-cutter Republican.
If he becomes Senator Larry Hogan, can he work with other Republicans? I'm Nick Iannelli.
An effort to remove the Speaker of the House goes down to defeat. A boil water advisory remains in effect this morning for part of our area.
It's Teacher Appreciation Week, and a local college honors some alums in the classroom. In Bowie, I'm John Doman.
Comics are for everybody.
Free comics and Star Wars Day, a match made in a perfect galaxy. I'm Matt Koufax.
Wall Street ended mixed at the closing bell on Wednesday. Asian stocks are mixed as well. 5 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. This week's pause on a weapons delivery to Israel may not be the last.
They're going to Rafah. I'm not supplying the weapons that have been used historically to deal with Rafah.
President Biden tells CNN he is ready to halt more shipments if Israeli troops launch a full-on assault on the southern Gaza city. Correspondent David Martin from the Pentagon.
The U.S. is basically sending Israel a very specific warning that, we say our support for your security is ironclad, but it is not unconditional.
Another night of powerful storms turns deadly.
Oh, my gosh, John. Oh, there goes.
A couple in their car watching a tornado touchdown in Columbia, Tennessee. Two people were killed there. WTVF's Hunter Hoagland is in Maury County.
Some of the trees and power lines have fallen on these roads, making it even harder for first responders to do their jobs out here. We're seeing people out here with chainsaws trying to help them so they can get through. Others with bulldozers trying to pick up some of the debris.
A tornado blamed for one death in North Carolina. A Boeing whistleblower is speaking out.
Knowing what I know about the 737, it makes me very uncomfortable when I fly in one of them.
Santiago Paredes, who worked on the production line at one of the company's largest suppliers, Spirit AeroSystems, for 12 years. He tells CBS News his managers pressured him to keep reports of defects to a minimum. He says they nicknamed him Showstopper for repairs that held up deliveries. GOP Congresswoman Marjorie Taylor Greene's effort to oust Mike Johnson went over like a lead balloon.
Declaring the office of Speaker of the House of Representatives to be vacant.
Democrats joined a majority of Republicans to table her motion to remove the speaker for pushing through a package that included new aid to Ukraine.
I want to say that I appreciate the show of confidence from my colleagues to defeat this misguided effort. That is certainly what it was.
Sparks could fly again when Stormy Daniels returns to the stand for cross-examination at former President Trump's hush money trial in New York today. CBS's Katrina Kaufman.
At one point on Tuesday, Trump's attorney said, "You're making this up as you sit here, right?" She also elicited from Stormy Daniels that she hates Trump and wants him to be held accountable.
The former president's youngest son is set to enter the political arena. 18-year-old Barron has been selected to serve as a Florida delegate to the Republican National Convention in Milwaukee this summer. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's 5:03 on Thursday, May 9th. We're at 68 degrees, a chance of rain and storms today, going up to the low 70s. Good morning, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash, our top local story. Today is the last day to vote early in Maryland ahead of Tuesday's primary. And as we continue to profile the candidates for Senate, WTOP's Nick Iannelli is talking with Larry Hogan, who's expected to easily clinch the Republican nomination.
You're well known for talking about dysfunction in Washington.
Yeah.
Why do you want to be part of dysfunction in Washington?
Well, that's a great question. I really don't want to. I'm running because I want to try to
be part of the solution and be part of cleaning up the mess.
Former Governor Larry Hogan would need to find ways to work with Republicans on Capitol Hill. Many of them are not happy with Hogan due to his frequent and very public criticism of Donald Trump.
I understand that there's some, disagreements and some people that we're not going to satisfy or please.
Though Hogan insists that he'd be able and willing to work with Republican lawmakers who support the former president, he points to his ability to draw votes from across the political spectrum in Maryland.
When I was reelected in 2018, it was in a landslide. We got the support of nearly all the Republicans and nearly all of the independents and about a third of the Democrats.
On the war in Gaza.
We got it back, Israel's right to continue to go after the people that caused the attacks of October 7th until they eradicate this terrorist organization.
Protests have been flaring up on college campuses. Hogan says he supports people who speak out passionately, but
if they start threatening people's lives and taking over buildings and destroying property, then they should be moved out of the campuses.
In Montgomery County, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
And you can watch Nick's full interview at WTOP.com.
This morning, some residents of Upper Northwest D.C. are still being told to boil their water before drinking it. A boil water advisory went into effect yesterday for about 4,800 D.C. water customers after an afternoon water main break at Morrison and 40th Streets. D.C. Water says the order will remain in effect until at least tomorrow. The order had many residents flocking to nearby grocery stores to buy bottled water. Not sure if you have to boil your water? Go to WTOP.com to access an interactive map of the affected area. We'll let you know when the order is lifted.
An apple for the teacher? Nope. WTOP's John Doman says some local teachers just got much bigger surprises for Teacher Appreciation Week.
Here at Samuel Ogle Middle School, the dean of the University of Maryland's Education Department showed up with a $1,000 check for Pedro Gonzalez.
Wow.
This is a thank you from us.
I feel like I should be giving this back to y'all. Y'all going to be asking for it anyway.
I don't feel deserving of it because I feel like a regular teacher. I feel like I come in and do my job every day, and I love it.
Gonzalez is one of three teachers who got the cash in a gift basket from their alma mater, honored for their work in the classroom. His name suggested by his peers from Maryland who know him.
It's wild because I can think about plenty of teachers that are probably more deserving of this.
Jamie Amaya at International High School in Langley Park and Alexis Cutler at Tyler Heights Elementary in Annapolis got similar thank yous from the University of Maryland. In Bowie, John Dome in WTOP News.
The latest now on Alexandria's effort to allow homes with up to four units to be built in areas where only single-family homes were allowed before. The zoning change was approved by the city council last year in part to increase the number of affordable housing units in the city. But a group called the Coalition for a Livable Alexandria and several residents sued, accusing the city of failing to consider the impact on things like traffic congestion and the water supply. Now a judge is giving the group behind the lawsuit 30 days to amend it. Alexandria now reports the judge wants the residents to spell out exactly how their individual properties would be harmed.
Coming up here on WTOP.
You should probably lower your inheritance expectations. I'm Jeff Claybaugh.
Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
74% of all data breaches are due to weak or stolen passwords. Keeper Security Government Cloud Password Manager and Privileged Access Manager is FedRAMP authorized and available in AWS GovCloud. Keeper Security is the only zero-trust, zero-knowledge cybersecurity platform for managing and protecting passwords, passkeys, credentials, and secrets. Keeper's next-gen FedRAMP authorized Privileged Access Management solution protects every employee on every device. To schedule a demo or request a trial, visit keepersecurity.com.
Coming up on 508,
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael and Son.
Then we have traffic and weather on the 8s with Rob Stallworth this morning in the traffic center.
Thanks, John. Not a bad trip so far on the Beltway in either Maryland or in Virginia. If you're traveling in Virginia, I-95 looks pretty good. Coming northbound out of Stafford County, headed toward the Springfield Interchange and on I-395, which is pretty smooth, going up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. No problems on 66 to speak of between Gainesville and Roslyn. Looking pretty good across the Roosevelt Bridge with no issues being reported there. Good news for you in Great Falls, the Georgetown Pike. We had a crash between Seneca Road and Utterback Store Road. It was an investigation. That is now cleared, and your travel lanes have been reopened on the Georgetown Pike. Also, keep in mind a new crash being reported on the Dulles Toll Road westbound before Route 28. and watch for authorities as they head to the scene there. Otherwise, if you're traveling in the district, looking pretty good on I-295 as well as DC-295. No problems on the southeast-southwest freeway between the 14th Street Bridge and the 11th Street Bridge. Coming inbound on the Suitland Parkway looks pretty good as you head toward First Sterling Avenue and beyond toward South Capitol Street on the Douglas Bridge. Looking pretty good right now. No problems in Maryland on I-95 or the BW Parkway between the two beltways. Route 50 remains clear as you leave the Capitol Beltway headed to toward the Eastern Shore. No problems going across the Bay Bridge. Most of the overnight work is cleared, and you guys should be pretty cool right now. 270 South looking great as you leave Frederick headed toward the Lane Divide. We do have a problem if you're traveling on Wisconsin Avenue in Northwest. At Western Avenue, we had some temporary stop signs in place due to some dark traffic lights, so keep that in mind on your travel. The WTOP Newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Now 7 News First Alert Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson.
Chance for showers early Thursday morning during the commute, and there could be a rumble of thunder. You've got a better chance of rain, scattered showers, and even embedded thunderstorms that could be strong or severe for your Thursday late afternoon, evening, and early part of the night. Temperatures start out in the mid-60s. We'll have a high temperature around 70 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
64 degrees at DuPont Circle, 58 in Germantown, and 65 in Annandale. Brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com.
5:10, Money News at 10 and 40 past the hour. Do you pay for a lot of different streaming services? Well, three giants of the streaming wars are teaming up. Starting this summer, you'll be able to buy Disney Plus, Hulu, and Max all together in one bundle. There will be ad-supported and ad-free versions. No prices have been revealed yet, but the companies behind it say they will release more details soon.
If you're expecting to inherit money, WTOP business reporter Jeff Claybaugh says you may not get as much as you think.
Two-thirds of millennials expecting to get an inheritance expect to share $320,000 with siblings, but a USA Today survey of boomers who will pass on money say it'll be less than $250,000. In fact, a Federal Reserve study found half of inheritances left are less than $50,000.
Some of the reasons why baby boomers are leaving fewer inheritance dollars behind are rising health care costs, living longer, and a willingness to spend more on themselves in their golden years.
Coming up here on WTOP, something new coming for fans of The Office. It's 5:11.
Savings are in bloom at Whole Foods Market. Prime members get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 through May 14th. While supplies last, shop in-store or online. Terms apply.
The following is a paid message.
In her controversial song, Miley Cyrus says, "It's our party. We can do what we want. We run things. Things don't run we." Hi, this is Lon Solomon. And you know, when I heard this song, I thought, okay, this is how a lot of us feel, that we're in charge of our world. But my friends, that's just not true. The Bible says God runs this world, and that God has rules for our world, and that whatever we do, those rules have consequences, good or bad. Hey, folks, whether it's Miley Cyrus or you or me, the chickens always come home to roost. Not a sermon, just a thought.
If you'd like more information about Not a Sermon, you can check out our website at notasermon.com. That's notasermon.com.
Something amazing is happening here. AI is increasing workloads on CPUs and GPUs, but this company's laptops are more than keeping pace. That's because CDW worked with them to future-proof their laptop fleet by configuring them with devices enabled with AMD Ryzen AI. Improve performance and free up resources with AMD Ryzen and CDW. Make amazing happen. Find out more at cdw.com/AMD client.
Hey, Joe Montana here. Back in my football days, I knew the importance of a strong defense. Now I'm sharing how you can help defend your health against pneumococcal pneumonia, a bacterial lung disease that can be life-threatening. If you're 65 or older, or 19 or older with certain chronic conditions like diabetes or asthma, you're at increased risk. Talk to your doctor or pharmacist about vaccination and learn more at knowpneumonia.com. That's knowpneumonia.com.
Sponsored by Pfizer.
One thing about working for or in the government,
You always know when something goes wrong, yet so many things go right day in and day out, thanks to the federal workforce. Federal News Network's Tom Temin here to share the 2024 edition of our May We Say Thank You campaign. In support of Public Service Recognition Week and Military Appreciation Month, you can send a thank you e-card to a fellow Fed or a service member. Maybe it's a customer. Just visit federalnewsnetwork.com and click on May We Say Thank You, sponsored by NARF.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code GIFT for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill up. That's promo code GIFT.
Son, let me tell you about the summer of 999.
Is he ready? What's happening here?
There was a time you could get so much for $9.99.
Complete dining sets for just $9.99.
Four-piece bedroom sets for just $9.99.
Oh, remember those outdoor sets? Feels like the summer of $9.99 was just yesterday.
It's actually today. And all summer long at Bob's Discount Furniture.
They do this all the time.
Oh, my Bob!
Bob's Discount Furniture.
It's the weekend we celebrate mom, the one who's seen you through every one of your weird phases and still loves you in spite of them. Happy Mother's Day from WTOP News.
It's 5:15.
It's a sci-fi and superhero lover's paradise. In today's episode of Mad About Town, WTOP's Matt Koufax went out to a galaxy far, far away for National Free Comic Book Day and May the 4th.
Comics are for everybody.
Walking into the well-lit Comic Logic store in Ashburn, Virginia, I was greeted with shelves of free books and a sea of costume-clad fans.
Hulk smash!
What is it about comic books that brings people of all ages together?
Great storytelling, great imagery, great art.
National Free Comic Book Day typically falls on the first Saturday of every May.
All these retailers, all these shops across the country, we buy these comics, and then we give them to the people for free.
Owner Rob Kalin has been at the helm of Comic Logic for 9 years now, and they've developed a famous local reputation for their fan service.
I've been to a lot of comic shops, and this is by far the best one I've ever been to.
Rob told me days like today aren't really about making money.
It's the people.
And the people were out in force, lining up around the block hours before the doors opened.
It's my time to go in, so looking forward to it.
Good luck.
Thank you.
This year was a unique Free Comics Day because another galactic occasion happened to be occurring at the same time. You guessed it, Star Wars Day.
May the 4th be with you.
How often is it that National Comic Book Day falls on May the 4th?
It's an uncommon thing, right? It just happens, the stars have to align.
Coincidence or divine providence?
Divine providence, some would say conspiracy.
However it happened, for one blissful afternoon, all the universes, timelines, and characters collided in a frenzy of fantasy to spotlight what makes this particular community magical.
These aren't the droids you're looking for.
They are not. We've confirmed.
Hulk says, happy comic book day!
In Ashburn, Matt Koufax.
A lot of it's digital nowadays, and I feel like now still being able to hold a comic in your hand, it's like a record, but paper, you know?
WTOP News.
To see Matt's video, including a surprise appearance by one of the actors from Disney's The Mandalorian, head to WTOP.com and search Matt About Town.
If you love Steve Carell's The Office, you have something to look forward to. A new comedy series set in the same universe has been ordered by Peacock. According to The Hollywood Reporter, new characters will be introduced and the storyline will be an effort to revive a failing Midwestern newspaper. Peacock is the exclusive streaming home of The Office, which ended its run on NBC more than a decade ago.
Quick look now at the top stories we're working on here at WTOP.
A new video animation is out showing how explosives will be used on part of the collapsed Baltimore Bridge.
A man has pleaded guilty to beating an elderly man to death in our area.
Stormy Daniels is scheduled to return to the stand today at former President Trump's criminal trial in New York.
Keep it here. We'll bring you full details in the minutes ahead.
5:18. Traffic and weather on the 8s early on with Rob Stallworth in the traffic center.
Good shape on the Beltway in Maryland through Montgomery and Prince George's counties. No problems on I-95 or the BW Parkway between the two beltways. Looking good on northbound 5 as well as Route 4 as well as 301 coming up from southern Maryland. No real issues being reported to us right now. 270 southbound remains clear as leave Frederick headed toward the lane divide on the both loops of the Beltway. In Virginia, the Georgetown Pike eastbound near Falls Bridge Bridge lane still with the right lane blocked. They're trying to clean up that crash investigation earlier overnight. Otherwise, westbound on the Dulles Toll Road before Route 28. That's where we had the report of a crash. May have at least a unit on scene, so watch out for any delays or blockages there. Northbound 95 looking pretty good as you leave Stafford, headed toward the Springfield Interchange and on to I-395 northbound, which looks pretty good going up to and across the 14th Street Bridge. 66 remains clear between Gainesville and Roslyn, and no problems being reported to us otherwise if you're traveling inside the Beltway, headed toward the Roslyn Tunnel or the Roosevelt Bridge. In the district, northbound DC 295 as well as I-295 looking pretty good. No problems on the inbound Suitland Parkway as you head towards Stanton Road on to South Capitol Street toward the Douglas Bridge. On South Capitol Street itself, looking pretty good as well. Traveling inbound on New York Avenue, no delays as you head toward Blaine'sburg Road and beyond toward the 3rd Street Tunnel, which travel lanes open and available there. During Regency Furniture's Memorial Day mattress sale, save up to $1,100 on Beautyrest and up to $900 on Serta mattresses and adjustable sets, plus free rapid delivery. I'm Rob Stallworth, WTOP Traffic.
Now 7 News First Alert meteorologist Brian Vandegraff. Brian, what are we expecting for today? Much cooler, huh?
Yeah, definitely what a difference a day makes. Yesterday, 88 degrees. It was a hot day yesterday, but the humidity wasn't too crazy. But nonetheless, it was a toasty afternoon. Today, we're starting off with some clouds. I am tracking some showers down to the south and west that'll try to approach our area. And as we go through the day, it's definitely going to be somewhat more unsettled. A few little light showers down through southwestern Virginia. We'll have the chance for a few showers to pass this morning. Otherwise, a fair amount of cloud cover and highs only right around 70 degrees or so. Not a big swing temperature-wise here today, as we're not going to see much in the way of warmth building. Now, through the afternoon, mostly just cloudy, maybe a stray shower or two. And then we're tracking a potent cold front that we've been watching the last couple of days. They could bring some storms into the evening. At one point, they looked to be like a little, that we'd have a chance for some widespread severe weather. But right now, it's looking somewhat limited. Still could be a few gusty strong storms late tonight, overnight, while we sleep. We'll be keeping a close eye on that. But it looks like some of the strongest weather will pass to our south. Temperatures in the 50s overnight. And then heading into the day tomorrow, unfortunately, we're going to keep things a little bit on the cooler side. Once again, highs tomorrow may not get out of the upper 50s with some off and on showers. It's going to be kind of a drab end of the work week. I got to be honest with you, on your Friday, not looking so pretty. We may get to 60 at times, but some off and on showers. Into the weekend, we are a brighter at times. We'll go with partly sunny skies both Saturday and Sunday. Both days in the mid-60s, but both days also, I can't rule out a passing shower or two both Saturday in the afternoon, about 30 to 40% chance, and Sunday not quite as widespread, but still about 30% chance. So even though the weekend will have plenty of dry time, I still think you'll need to be prepared to dodge a shower or two. So cooler, cloudier, and somewhat unsettled. That's going to take us right all the way through the weekend. I really thought earlier this week that the weekend was going to be perfect. It's going to be okay, but it's not going to be perfect. That's for sure. We'll have to save perfection for Michelle. All right, 62 right now in Germantown, 61 right now in Stafford, 68 in Camp Springs. Because right. Michelle's always perfect.
Yes, don't change your forecast on Michelle, please. No. Like you did the weekend on us.
Yes.
Thank you, Brian. It's brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air, trusted same-day service 7 days a week.
Nobody is perfect. Coming up on WTOP, shutting an area road to traffic on weekends started as a pandemic experiment. Now it may become permanent. It's 522.
At Kaiser Permanente, we know that wellness means more than physical health. And as a business leader, you have an enormous amount of influence on the overall well-being of your employees. Happy and cohesive teams increase employee engagement and improve the work experience for everyone. As a result, businesses have lower employee turnover and decreased costs related to recruitment and absenteeism. Learn more about how you can support the total health of your employees at kp.org/leadboldly/WTOP.
Get ready to elevate your home during Marlowe Furniture's Memorial Day Savings Event. Save big with 25% off all furniture, plus free delivery, or enjoy 5 years no interest financing. Shop unbeatable Memorial Day deals. Sofas $6.99, dining sets $7.99, and queen beds priced at an amazing $7.99. Save 25% off, plus free delivery, or 5 years no interest financing. Happening now only at Marlowe Furniture, your trusted destination with the area's largest showrooms under one roof since 1955.
Did you know improper disposal and use of batteries can spark fires? Improper disposal of rechargeable batteries in household trash, overcharging, and using incorrect charging cords have caused multiple fires in trash and recycling centers, collection trucks, homes, and apartments. Batteries do not belong in regular trash or recycling and need to be used properly. Learn more at gorecycle.org. Brought to you by Republic Services, Waste Management, and American Disposal Services.
This is WTOP News.
5:23, I'm John Aaron.
And I'm Michelle Bash. An experiment that began at the start of the pandemic may become permanent along Beach Drive in Montgomery County. A pilot program that launched in 2020 allows a nearly 3-mile stretch of Beach Drive to be shut down to traffic on weekends so it can be safely used by pedestrians and cyclists. Now, Montgomery Parks says it's ready to recommend that the program be made permanent with some small changes. It's asking for public comment on the changes before they're presented to the County Planning Board in June.
Who would steal from volunteers who give their time to save lives? A local volunteer fire department, as well as police, the FBI, and Secret Service would like to know. WTOP's Kate Ryan reports.
Eric Bernard is the president of the Rockville Volunteer Fire Department and says his department was in the process of buying 2 ambulance units and was using a trusted longtime vendor.
During those email communications and some in-person bank work, we were spoofed in that chain with a bad number to send the money to.
Now, they thought the purchase had gone through.
So a week went by. They called us and said, hey, are you guys going to finish the electronic transfer? And we were a little amazed and said, oh, we did that when we were online with you.
Some good news, about $100,000 has been recovered. And Bernard says the response from the public has included offers of donations. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55, brought to you by Amentum. Solving what's next. Engineering a safer, smarter, cleaner world.
Dave Preston talking Nats and O's.
Yes, they wrapped up their 2-game miniseries, and the question is, would it be more Thornbirds or Rich Man, Poor Man?
Weems sets. Mateo does not square, and he lines it base hit into left field. Rounding third is Westberg. He's coming home. Winker's throw to the plate is going to be cut off by Vargas. Ball squirts away. Weems picks it up. The throw to second is into right center field. Oh, my goodness. This ball is rolling all the way toward the warning track, picked up by Young, and Mateo ends up at third.
Dave Jagler on 1500 AM. The Nats lose 7-6 in 12 innings despite rallying to tie the game in the 9th and 11th. Manager Davey Martinez on the split.
The Orioles come in here pretty hot, right? I mean, they're one of the best teams in baseball. They got one of the best records. We could have just said, hey, you know, we're down 3-1. We don't do that. We keep fighting. Yeah, and you saw it tonight. I mean, it should be a pretty good wake-up call for those guys that we could play with anybody.
Nats are in Boston this weekend. Birds host Arizona tomorrow. NBA playoffs. New York rallies past Indiana 130-121. Then it's Jalen Brunson scores 29 points as the Knicks take a 2-0 series lead. NHL playoffs. Florida rips Boston 6-1. Panthers not up the Bruins.